Israeli bulldozers backed by soldiers have demolished two Palestinian homes and a number of outhouses in Fakhar village in the northwest of Jericho. The buildings belong to three Bedouin families. Israeli soldiers used tear gas and sound bombs to scare the residents out of their homes before the demolition. One of the residents, Sliman Mohammed Zaid, said Israeli troops stormed the village while they were sleeping, giving no time to the residents to collect their belongings. They also beat women and children as they were trying to collect their belongings.
We were shocked when Israeli forces evacuated the children and women, dumped our stuff outside, and bulldozers started demolishing our houses. They don't care about our belongings. They used sound bombs and hit our women and children. It was early in the morning when we were sleeping. They knocked down all three houses. When we demanded the demolition orders, they refused to show us.
Suleiman's brother, father of five and owner of one of the houses, said they have now been forced to live in small tents since they have nowhere else to stay.
I ran out and they destroyed my house, my money, my gold. I wasn't allowed to get it. All of my savings are now underground. They gave us an order to stop building, but not a demolition order 2 years ago. They didn't even let us talk. They hit us. They don't want to hear it. It's a tragedy. They gave me a small tent, but I have five children. They even destroyed our outhouses for our animals. We need help regardless from what nation or country. I have no place to go, but we will remain patient. We need support, financially or psychologically.
Israel generally carries out the housing demolitions in Area C. That's a Palestinian-owned land under Israeli military control, which totals 60% of the West Bank. In his latest statement, chief negotiator of the Palestinian Authority, Saeb Erekat, accused Israel of speeding up its settlement activities and housing demolitions, particularly in the Jordan Valley area. The statement said that it's part of Israel's plan to destroy any possibility of a Palestinian state by annexing and changing the status quo of Jerusalem al-Quds, the Jordan Valley, and other vast areas of the occupied territories. Villagers from the Jordan Valley say the crisis there is worsening as Tel Aviv continues to implement its policy of ethnic cleansing through housing demolitions and creating ghettos to house the Bedouin population. They are now calling on the Palestinian Authority to make Israel face justice at the ICC rather than restart talks with Tel Aviv. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Jordan Valley.